This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be one.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
Yo, Mickey. Mickey, you gotta cut me. Cut me, Mick. Mick.
Hit another testicle, Rocky. It's your only chance. Right in the oysters, Rocky. In the oysters.
It's the Facebook fights. Every Tuesday morning at right around this time, we get together and share the mishaps and woeful conversations that occur in your social media here on the radio and bring them to life. Because you know what? You need more anxiety in your life. You need more angst than you already have. You don't sleep as it is. Why not feel really horrible for someone? In bout number one, oh, here we go. It is game on. Ralphie is tired of listening to these teachers complaining about how they may have to go back to work during the pandemic. Stop your bitching. Do your job. Facebook fights, bout number one.
Bitch and moan, bitch and moan. That's all these teachers do nowadays. Poor me. I might have to go back to work. Y'all are acting like babies. You just got a raise. What else do you want? Go back to teaching and stop your bitching. You get summers off while the rest of us work.
You're kidding, right, Ralphie? I know your fat ass isn't getting all opinionated about us teachers. Dude, you haven't worked in 20 years because you mooch off your wealthy wife's family. Your opinion means nothing.
If my opinion doesn't mean nothing, then why are you all butthurt by it? Bottom line, teachers need to teach. If the government says they have to be back and teach, then they need to get their little snowflake asses back in the classroom and teach. Again, teachers get paid to teach, not give advice about how to conduct a global pandemic.
Ralphie's 100% right. Teachers these days are nothing but a bunch of complaining snowflakes. I taught 10 years ago. Oh, darling, hand me that ashtray. I taught 10 years ago when teachers had pride. Not anymore. They just take any little young thing to just let any little young thing teach these days without any credentials. This is why our education system fails. Plus, all the young teachers dress like sluts.
Oh, Gloria, you're just as dumb as Ralphie. You are a typical old boomer.
What?
You're bitter because the youth has taken over. We don't want your old ass teaching in the school system anyway. The younger generation is waiting for ass clowns like yourself to die off.
Oh, jeez. Hold my beer. Here. Let me tell you something, honey. I bet my old ass could whip your young and arrogant ass any day of the week. Problem with people like you, Wendy, is that you think everyone owes you something. Modern day teachers do nothing but complain and then they take 3 months off in the summertime. Those are the facts, so deal with it. Hashtag facts don't care about your feelings.
I think teachers are sexy. Oh, it's just my opinion. It's my number one fantasy. Does that make me a pig?
Wendy, you're proving my point. Bitch and moan is all you younger teachers do. That's why I homeschool my kids. That's horrifying. You all need to be in a classroom teaching or you shouldn't get paid. Bottom line, it's called working for a living. Some of you teachers should try it.
You know what? I'm blocking you, Ralphie. Your parents are probably so bummed that they have a dumb scat for a son. I'd say God bless you, but I wouldn't want God wasting any of his goodwill on your ignorant ass.
I guess nobody wants to talk about how sexy teachers are. That's cool. I'm used to everybody ignoring me anyway. Off to masturbate.
Okay, then. That sounds great. Sounds great.
Oh,
good one, everyone.
Rod,
and scene.
I'll be right back.
Yes, thank you.
Boy, I tell
all right.
You,
Rod so played that perfectly.
You did.
It was really well done.
I felt that was my part.
You know, that was the part you were born to play, Rod.
I think that was the problem was you were feeling your part.
In bout number two, apparently this is somebody's neighborhood app. Everybody's got to be careful. Somebody left their truck unlocked last night. it got ransacked. It's Facebook Fights, bout number two.
Everyone, be aware that at 12:23 a.m., someone broke into my husband's truck. If anybody was able to catch anything on your cameras, please let us know. I'm just glad my man didn't catch those punks.
There's a group of people hitting our neighborhood. What did they get?
A gun, a little loose change, and a special CD carrier that my husband really treasured.
Ugh, why are you all leaving your guns in your vehicle? Idiots! Take them inside!
Well, lots of people have guns for home and guns that stay in their vehicles. Every adult member of my family has a car gun.
What? Is that a thing?
Oh, we don't need a car gun. We have a screaming baby.
My husband always keeps a gun in whatever vehicle he's driving because he is a real man and knows what's up.
Again, you idiots. Why don't you just post your address and what time y'all vehicle's going to be in the driveway available for the break-ins?
Darlene, maybe discussing this is a little reckless. It might encourage those people to break into our vehicles.
Hey, see if you can get somebody to break into mine and clean it up a little, would you?
Look, I'm so sorry your husband's stuff was taken, especially his CD case. I know he loved his CDs.
CDs.
He collected them for years, but don't listen to Gary.
You're right. Gary just moved here. Guess he doesn't understand our men.
Well, this is what I do understand. Because of some idiotic idea y'all have about being a man and car guns, there are people roaming our neighborhood armed with them. Does that make sense to you?
No, but neither does allowing some Arkansas trash to move into our neighborhood. I bet you brought them with you. Are they related to you, Gary? Is that why you're trying to blame the victims here?
Darlene, stop. I'm starting to think he does bring up a good point. Maybe having those guns in our cars and trucks is inviting people to break in.
Again, my offer about breaking in and cleaning up a little still stands.
Abby, so you're going to tell me that we're breaking into your husband's truck for his show tunes collection?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Abigail's real man is about as wishy-washy as her. He loves himself some show tunes and relaxing on the deck with a White Claw seltzer. But I'm not one to gossip.
That is not true.
Abby, you know it is.
It is not.
Well, then, tell which parts are wrong.
Well, they aren't show tunes. They are original soundtrack recordings of the Broadway cast. And he prefers Bud Light seltzers now.
Well, this just got awkward. Can we just go back to arguing about guns?
Hey, I'm posting my address below. Please, somebody come by, break in, and clean up my van. Well. Our real men.
That's right.
With their car guns and their White Claws and their Broadway cast recordings of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes!
And finally, in bout number three, Ellen is a Facebook rule breaker.
Ooh.
Facebook Fights, bout number three.
Facebook rules are stupid. I got my comment removed for bullying because I said the model looked naked and dressed like a tramp. But her comments about me being some kind of bitch are not against their guidelines? How does that make sense?
Sounds like they know you, bitch.
Very funny.
I think it's because you're the aggressor in this scenario.
I just called them like I see them.
Then you have to be prepared for the consequences.
Ellen, this isn't your first warning.
To be fair, everyone knows that Facebook is against free speech.
Because you got booted for your 5G theories?
You know it was the truth because they took it down.
They should have. The G in 5G stands for George Soros. Come on, man.
I for one think that is absolutely possible. And Facebook shouldn't have taken it down. I still don't know why she can call me a bitch and get away with it.
Ellen, it wasn't her. It was her mother.
But she still got away with it.
Ellen, you said the girl looked naked and dressed like a tramp. Did you even read the caption? She was in the fifth grade and trying out for the swim team. She doesn't even know what a tramp is.
Oh, this is great. leaving inappropriate comments on some kid's picture? Hey, who wants to talk about Glenn's interesting theories about 5G towers? Anyone? Let's go to Glenn's page where it's all laid out.
They took it down.
That's how you know it's true.
Yeah.
They only take down the truth,
yes,
Rod.
Yes, right. That's what I hear.
Only the truth is taken down. The rest is left up for the useful idiots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sheeple.
You're being ruled. You're being conquered right now. It's Facebook Fights. Every Tuesday morning right around this time, if you see one, grab some screen captures and send it over to us. We change the names, clean them up a little bit. And then perform them for your breakfast time dining pleasure. Breakfast is a show. Facebook Fights.